Conservative Lincoln Project spent entire ad budget against Republicans, for Democrats. By Robert Krajcik on February 1, 2021. The Lincoln Project, a left-wing super PAC, spent its entire political advertising budget assisting Democrats, despite its founders and directors marketing themselves as conservative Republicans. Of the $87.4 million raised by the Lincoln Project, nearly $50 million was used for independent expenditures, defined by open secrets as ads that expressly advocate the election or defeat of specific candidates and are aimed at the electorate as a whole. All of the Lincoln Project's spending on political advertisements sought to assist Democrats and fall within two categories, for Democrats or against Republicans. It spent over $41 million in advertising against Republicans and over $5 million supporting Democrats. The Lincoln Project spent $33.8 million in advertising directly against former President Donald Trump in the 2020 presidential election cycle. An additional $2.3 million was spent in express support of President Joe Biden. Other Republican targets of the leftist organization include Senators Susan Collins, RMA, Tom Cotton, RR, Ted Cruz, RTX, Lindsey Graham, RSC, Josh Hawley, RMO, and Rand Paul, RKY. The Lincoln Project's largest donation, valued at $1.9 million, came from Senate Majority PAC, a Democrat-run super PAC. Other prominent benefactors include Google, $132,360, Microsoft, $120,400, Comcast, $119,037, Bain Capital, $326,000, and the University of California, $296,445. In a 2020 New York Times column, the Lincoln Project's leftist founders and directors, George Conway, Steve Schmidt, John Weaver, and Rick Wilson, branded themselves as broadly conservative Republicans seeking to protect conservatism from former President Donald Trump. Conway, Schmidt, Weaver, and Wilson are regularly featured on MSNBC, CNN, and other television news channels as political pundits and are branded as conservative Republicans.